This is Express Yourself on Katie and Kay, and I'm currently joined live in studio by Carbondale Arts Director Amy Kimberly, who also leads the Carbondale Creative District. Thanks for being here, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to have you come in. So you are always busy, always, but just most recently you were in Paonia. Thank you for making the drive and getting in on time for this little chat.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, because I just went to Paonia to meet a friend for lunch today. So I drove over this morning, came back this afternoon. Easy, beautiful drive, actually, even with a little bit of snow. And they are a sister creative district. So to see, oh, the transformation over there, like today, so many people out in the streets, so many people that I know that used to live here. But, you know, you just see how these districts have really affected the communities that have taken them on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said it's one sister town, as it were, because there's this whole corridor coalition of several mountain towns. Can you just kind of talk to our listeners about the evolution of that? Because something of that nature that involves that many municipalities and that many creative minds all working together, that doesn't happen overnight.
No. You know, the Creative District program is 8 years old. And so through these 8 years, a lot of the communities that have been working in that program have become closer and closer and been able to start talking the more long-term vision, like here we all are, how are we connected? It's a much smaller world. And as I said, I mean, a lot of people that used to live here live there, and hopefully vice versa. But, you know, how do we honor these relationships? And so luckily, our Carbondale Tourism, who we've worked closely with since we became a creative district, they saw that value too, and they work with the Colorado Tourism Office, who every year you can go out for a $25,000 grant. Now, it has to be matched, and, you know, some communities, many of them, choose to just do something like, could have been just for Carbondale and promoting Carbondale. But we really saw the value of going out and bringing on these partners, and each community would put up $5,000 for the match, so it wasn't a burden, as much a burden, and create the Colorado Creative Corridor. I really have to say kudos to the Carbondale Tourism Council, and that was really led by Andrea and Sarah Jane. But both of them are out today. We tried to get them, but they're jaunting about the countryside. And,
oh, lovely.
Yeah. But it's really just an evolution of not only do these things make each community closer, but we're also becoming closer with our neighbors.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I kind of feel like, do you ever feel that there's that balance between inspiration and being able to go to Paonia for lunch and realizing, oh, wow, there's this thing that they're doing. And I wonder if that's, you know, applicable to Carbondale versus, are there ever too many cooks in the kitchen?
Yeah. So, you know, we do share a lot of ideas. And believe me, when I see a good idea that I think will work here, I have no problem honoring them in that way and doing it here, and vice versa. We've shared a lot of ideas back and forth. And it also made me realize how much fun it is to go to these other communities. Like the corridor is Carbondale, Paonia, Ridgeway, Crested Butte, and Salida.
Some of my favorite towns.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if you actually did the loop, you would encounter something like 18 distilleries, 26 breweries, some like 6 or 8 14ers. Yeah. It's the wealth. There's hot springs.
Oh, yeah.
There's
absolutely.
You know, like when you start counting up these encounters, it really is fun. And each community is very different. Each community brings something different to the mix.
Definitely. I can't remember now where I read it, and I'm sure you can help me clarify. Was it Westward or 5280? But one of them.
5280.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. I loved the way they packaged that option of, hey, here's this corridor, and you really can make the loop and make the make the journey the destination, as it were. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, oh, man, because I love all of those towns individually. But even a local in Carbondale, I had never thought, oh, I should really do this as a holistic experience just to see, you know, that interconnectivity. So I thought that was really neat when I came across that.
hopefully we're inspiring people. I've never done the loop myself either. But when I look at it, when I look at the brochure that we put out and the things that you can encounter, it looks really good to me. As soon as I retire, man, I'm taking my little camper and I am hitting the corridor.
I love that. Hopefully you're not retiring anytime soon, though. I think we still need you.
Yeah. We got a few more years.
Awesome. And speaking of, you know, the work that you're doing, some of the conversation that we were having off air is it's really easy for listeners to hear, oh, Carbondale Arts and Creative District and, you know, oh, it just must be a lot of beautification. But it's much more than that. There's a lot of economic development strategy that at least I know you feel very strongly about. So can you kind of speak to that a bit?
Yeah, that's probably what I love the most. But it's, I mean, community is what I love the most. And watching how the Creative District program furthered that was very strong, but it does come out of the Office of Economic Development, and it truly shifted the way people look at creative industries. Local food production is a creative industry. Design, innovation, there's so much innovation. Tech, you know, a lot of the tech industries are creative industries. So shifting it from looking like you hear the word creative and you just attach it to an artist or, you know, beautification or public art, that is an aspect of it and it's an incredible aspect of it. But it's so much deeper and it involves so many more people. It's in 81623, the creative industries, and this does not include any health and wellness, which we believe is a creative industry and is a huge industry here. But those numbers, it is a $36 million a year industry just in 81623.
Wow.
A year.
Wow.
So you don't realize the deep numbers that are attached to it. 833 jobs just in 81623 are attached as creative industry jobs. And it's growing all the time. So when you broaden your view, it is what we are, you know, and it's how we will survive is through those kind of industries. Retail is so hard these days, and Carbondale was never like a great retail place.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was speaking with Brian After for the Super Sun, another hat I wear in town. Mm-hmm. But I was doing a feature on his Independence Run and Hike. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me that one of his biggest struggles as a business, as a retailer in Carbondale, mm-hmm. is the big brands, despite the fact that he's worked for Adidas and all this other mm-hmm. stuff, the bigger brands, a lot of reps won't sell to him specifically because he's in Carbondale. They're like, oh, Carbondale's not a retail hub. Yeah. And he's like, wait, no, it's its own town. Come on. And he's on a mission to prove them wrong, obviously. But you're absolutely right. There's a perception barrier, I think, when it comes to retail. So it's nice to have these other industries to fall back on.
And that's right. And hopefully they attract more people who will then, because, I mean, Brian is a great example, man. And I've watched him hang in there and really, so challenging. And I'm so thankful that we have whatever retail we have. But I have noticed, actually, I was thinking this when I was coming over to Peoria. I was like, I don't know. Their Main Street might actually have more retail than ours. It's kind of astounding. So, you know, how are we going to move forward in the 21st century? And there's a lot of exciting things happening right here in Carbondale that I think is the mix for success in the 21st century. So with the Chamber and then Co-Venture, which is moving in, that's like the missing piece. So that's going to be really exciting. Yeah. And then the Creative District.
And Co-Venture, just for listeners who aren't in that loop yet, is you might be more familiar with the term GlenX. They've rebranded and have expanded from their Third Street operation to they're going to have a Main Street. I don't know. They're definitely an incubator, but they're much more than that as well for small business startups. So I love your intention in maintaining and continuing to navigate those relationships between the Chamber and the Creative District and Co-Venture for the larger, you know, people here. I think a lot of people hear economic development and they shut down, right? So you can see the Z's in the internal monologue bubbles. But that is community. That's the driving force.
Well, you know, I don't want to lose people because they can't afford to live here anymore. And that's a real problem. And so there has to be enough to keep them here. Because it is expensive and it is hard to live here. So if we can't offer something more inspiring to keep them here to do that struggle, then we're going to lose what has made us so authentic and real. So that's my fear. That's my challenge. And that's really where the Creative District puts a lot of focus. And that's from the state level, too. I mean, they see it. They see these treasures that have been in Colorado. And, you know, nobody wants to lose them. And so how we make that transformation and preserve what's so important, you know, it's nice to have a whole team of people working on it. And
well, and it is something that you all are working on. I mean, you just completed a needs assessment for affordable housing options, right?
Yeah, well, and that came out of the State Office of Economic Development. Noticing the successes that were happening in creative districts, we're also transforming the very thing that made it a creative district, and not always in a positive way. So they brought this on. They have inspired us, and we're lucky to have a town and a town manager that sees that value, and the town trustees, and they've really taken it on. And we're not going to give up. We're not going to give up.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we need affordable housing.
Absolutely. Well, I think that we are very, very lucky. Every now and then I think to myself, you know, at the Colorado Press Association, I was watching, you know, some Pagosa Springs newspaper had won so many state level awards, and they broke open so many cases of local corruption. And I thought to myself as a journalist, what a wonderful problem to have that there isn't, that everyone is actively working towards good and doing what they're elected and hired to do yet.
Or that there's so much corruption in your town you could report on it.
Right. Like, man, we're not winning any awards for breaking open corruption cases. And that's a lovely, lovely situation to be in. So thank you for all of the work that you're doing to make Carbondale what it is. I am a slave to the clock. So in our last minute or so, is there anything that we didn't touch on that you'd like readers to?
No, I just think, everyone can stay in touch at CarbondaleCreativeDistrict.com. And there's over 200 businesses and individuals listed there that you can get in contact if you are looking for a certain kind of designer, innovator, artist, woodworker. But also that the Creative District really belongs to everyone. It doesn't just belong to the Carbondale Arts. We oversee it. But it's, you know, the more people really adopt it as their own, the stronger it is.
Absolutely.
So, and KDNK is a huge part of it. So thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh, no. Trust me, I feel so, you know, hashtag blessed after Thanksgiving.
hashtag blessed, everybody.
Absolutely. So thank you, Amy Kimberly, Director of Carbondale Arts, for keeping us up in the loop of everything that's wonderful happening in Carbondale now and in the future.
Thank you.